ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। सो विद अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल अर्ली मॉर्निंग अमृत वेला मेडिटेशन वी हैड ऑलरेडी बिगेन टुडेज डे एंड वी हैड येट अनदर एनलाइटनिंग सेशन बाय दीपा दीदी हु इज विद अस फ्रॉम मुंबई। सो वी विल ऑल, दिस इज अ साइलेंट क्लैप दैट वी डू, अ वन हैंड साइलेंट क्लैप दैट डजेंट मेक नॉइज, दैट डजेंट ब्रेक द aura of silence that we have created. And for those who are meeting Deepa Didi for the first time, she is based out of Mumbai, but she travels all across to have to conduct different services of different wings of Brahma Kumaris: business industry wing, security service wing, IT wing, and all other wings, youth wing. She's a very humble, a very soft, gentle personality, a very easy yogi, and a very go-to person. So whenever you find her in the dining and anywhere, and you have anything to ask, you can easily reach out to her. She's a very go-to person. And after completing her formal education from the Mumbai University, she is following spirituality since her childhood. But her passion brought her to this dedicated life, and since then, she has been always enlightening others. As her name is Deepa, she is always enlightening the deep, the soul within. And today we have the first session about the foundation of Rajyoga meditation, the foundation to empower. Because yesterday we remember three things that were told to us to empower the self, and one was meditation. So this is the first step to enlighten yourself, to empower yourself, to learn meditation. And we have Didi with a variety of experience of dealing with different type of audiences today, who will be taking this, who will be conducting this class and taking us through this journey. So with a minute of silence once again, we will begin with this session.
Om Shanti. Good morning. I'm sure from yesterday you've been enjoying the silence outside, and also yesterday our respected Didis have mentioned many times about the inner self, the beautiful light, the strength which is guiding this physical existence. And so some way or the other, it's some important for us to keep reminding us so that this awareness becomes natural. If we check ourselves at this moment, we understand about the soul, but what are we aware of ourselves as? Ek minute ke liye apne aap ko dekhenge, smriti ko mehsoos karenge. We check ourselves, our awareness, what we see ourselves as. Yes, connected with the spiritual being or our physical identity. So throughout the day, we find it is easy for us to accept that yes, we are a soul. Intellectually, there is no question of doubt. Yet throughout the day, awareness keeps vanishing. Yes, throughout the day, if I keep checking myself, what I see myself as, what are my quality of thoughts on that basis? How am I interacting with this individual with whom I am talking to? Maybe giving instructions at work, maybe in the family, sharing. Who do I see this person as? As his physical self or as the spiritual being, which now we know is the energy which is guiding this physical existence? And so we find that it's so important for us to not only remind myself, but remain in that awareness. And so throughout the day, this awareness is something which is very, very important. So one thing is to understand, yes, there is a soul. And yesterday Didi reminded us again and again, I am a peaceful soul. Om Shanti. So we came to know the beautiful meaning behind that. I am a peaceful soul. What other virtues we heard? The flower which you were given. I hope it is still there with you, no? Yes. What are the other virtues? I am a pure soul. I am a powerful soul. I am a happy soul. And so we find that these virtues or qualities, which today we find is something which we are, you know, seeking for. We seek this. If we check our awareness throughout the day, what we are doing is we are throughout the day seeking for peace. Yes? Wanting to be very light, patient, easy, relaxed. Or we accept our state of mind of restlessness, of fear, anxiety, worried. What do we seek for? Peace, no? Lightness, relaxed, easy, which today is maybe youth call as being cool. Yes? That is what we seek for. Or do we accept our state of mind which is affected by situations? Sometimes I'm fine, but maybe if the situation is not so easy for me, it's difficult, then I get upset. Yes, do we accept that state of mind, or do we want to remain in that state of mind? Yes? No. Why? Because somewhere or the other we are seeking for that lightness, that easiness. Why? Why are we seeking for that more? So maybe remaining concerned, worried, maybe a little restless. These feelings or this state of mind is somewhere easily experienced by us today. Somewhere it has become natural to, for a little time, to be worried and concerned. We have accepted it. But we seek for that calmness and silence. Why? Why? Because that is my true nature. My original nature. So we find there are these two aspects of our personality. One is the innate and one is the acquired. Yes? And we know everything about both. Yesterday Didi has so beautifully shared about that instant. Asha Didi was sharing how the scientist had gone and this little girl was asking him, "Who are you? Who am I?" And so everything which he responded was part of which identity? He talked about his position, his name, his role, his experiences. Was part of which identity? The acquired. And yet we always use the word my. My role, my experiences, my position. My body is my body. So the body also belongs to me. Yes? And so who am I? Maybe we can ask ourselves this question. We know the answer intellectually. But how do I feel about myself? Through my mind's eye, how do I see myself? Every time I close my eyes, what is the image which comes in front of me? For the self. It mostly is the image which we see in the mirror. Yes? Yes? That's the image which comes in front of us. Yes? Or do we easily are able to see the light shining between the forehead? What happens? What's the image which comes up very naturally? The physical existence. So we see it in the mirror every day. We take care of it. We are aware of it. Throughout the day, the concern is there to keep it presentable, healthy. Yes? And so our focus of our awareness is only this acquired self. Yes? We understand that there is something called as innate. Atma, Shakti. Hai kuch. Uska dhyan rakhna hai. In meditation, we have to remind ourselves that I am a peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. I need to remind myself. Yes, that's accepted. But throughout the day, awareness is naturally of what? The acquired or the innate? Yes? Acquired. And that's what we would like to change? Yes. Because if we see that, if we would like our life to, you know, have that inner calmness at the base, maybe a little emotional, we can be very, very happy sometimes, a little concerned sometimes, a little worried, a little anxiety about something new. Those thoughts can come. But at a base level, what do we like to be? Easy, peaceful, stable, so that we can easily come from that state of mind of concern, of worry, of anxiety back to our base. Yes? So we find the awareness of the self is most important. Knowing the self is still easier. Accepting that I am a soul is still easier. Because intellectually, this has been in our journey of spirituality, we have accepted it. None of us sitting here would have any question about it. Most of our preceptors, our gurus have been guiding us. Yet we find experience and awareness of the self to become natural 24/7 is what becomes the first step of Rajyoga meditation. So when we talk about a yogi lifestyle, the first step is being aware of myself as this beautiful light. And I, the light, is guiding this physical energy, this physical self. So both are important. Yes, the acquired is so important, no? Our role, our profession, our capabilities, our set of skills, they are also gift from the divine to us. Yes, God has gifted us, no? Each one of us. We thank the Supreme. And so some way or the other, we find that that aspect of our acquired self is very, very important. That's the basis on which we can contribute to the world. Yes? Yes? Share our happiness, strength through our profession, through our work. Yes? So add value to the world, add value to the peace and happiness in the world through our acquired. So acquired self is important, very necessary, indispensable. But who should be the master? The acquired and the innate, both are important. So when we talk about being spiritual, having a Rajyogi lifestyle, it doesn't mean only being focused on the soul and ignoring the identity of the physical self. But actually it means becoming the master. Who should be the master? Yes. From these two aspects of our life, who should be the master? The innate self. So intellectually again, that is something which we accept. But who is the master? If I check in my daily experiences, my expressions, my responses, if I can go back and see something which of our daily schedule when we are in our hometown. Here it will be a little different, but when you go back home or maybe previously when you were there, your experiences, the way you are expressing, what you are responding, who is the master? Today, who is the master? The acquired self. And so why is it a little difficult? Because the acquired self has become the master. It's a very important means of expression. Gift from the divine. A healthy body. Gift from the divine. I need to take responsibility to keep it healthy. Yes, to have that lifestyle, to have exercise, eat the right diet, everything to support a healthy body. And yet when that becomes the master, when my health becomes my main concern, I start getting worried about it. Yes? Yes? And then what happens? It changes. Our state of mind, the way we deal with the situation in front of us, the way we respond, it changes. So when we allow the acquired self to become a master, what is our experience? Because the acquired is constantly changing, yes? So our role, maybe through our profession, is changing. There are some times when we are very active in that role and we need to contribute, we take responsibility. But sometimes we choose to take care of other things in the family, other things in our personal life. And so we take a back seat and we are not so active. Yes? And then what happens at that time? When we allow our acquired, that is our position, our achievements, our maybe whatever we have gained, our accomplishments, to become the basis of our happiness, the basis of our self-esteem, that deep sense of self-worth. And so what happens when that changes? Maybe either we choose that now we are no longer so active, but maybe it's chosen by society. And maybe someone else comes in the scenario who's now accepted more. Because things are changing, upgrading, you know, technology is coming, so many other things are coming. And so now, no longer my contribution is the best, is being accepted or recognized or always awarded. Now there's someone else. So what happens to my state of mind? If it is based only on the basis of my achievements, my accomplishments, what will happen to my state of mind? It will be affected a little, yes? I'll not feel so good any longer, yes? I feel, yes, I'm good, but then this person is accepted more, so maybe I'm not so good. Maybe I have to do this, maybe I have to do that. And so that deep sense of self-worth is shaken a little, yes? Because my awareness of the self and my state of happiness is dependent on the acquired, and that's always going to change. Yes? Always going to change. No, you could be the best in your profession, but something or the other. You know, you could be heading the organization, but sometime you have to take a back seat, some new project, some new thing comes up, yes? Relationships change. Yes? Maybe with our children. When they are young, they are dependent on us sometimes, you know, when they are very young. And so they look up to us for every decision, every guidance. And after some time, we are happy that they have now become independent. They are doing very well. But sometimes they become too busy in their life. And so we miss that engagement, that conversations. And then sometimes we find that they take important decisions without feeling that they need to share or maybe check. And so if my basis of happiness is only on the basis of my relationship with my children, they are my world, and everything what I feel I've sacrificed, I've done so much only for them. And now they are no longer connecting with me in a way in which they're seeking for any decision or guidance. So what happens to me? I feel a little ignored, neglected. Yes, sometimes, yes, as parents. And children become independent very soon, no? And so we are happy at one level because that's what we are aiming for them. But if they have been our world, that relationship is the basis of our experience of happiness and achievement in the life, then they are affected. And we find that happening a lot today. After some age, especially mothers, they feel that vacuum. Yes, children now are settled. Husbands are busy in their work. And if they have not had a personal life, a career for themselves, they feel lost after some time. And so we find that it's so important for me to allow the acquired to be the master. How will the acquired become the master again? How do we reverse this? So we understand the importance of the innate and we know the relevance of the acquired, but how do we reverse the mastery? First, let us try to understand why this has happened. Each one of us has been, some way or the other, seeking for some spiritual journey and being following our religions very lovingly. And yet we find at a deep level within, we still are aware of ourselves only on the basis of the acquired. The innate is there, but it's only sometimes that it takes charge. So why is this missing? Why has the acquired become the master? A little child also can speak and say, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul. We can give introduction of the soul very easily, no? It's just information, no? It's just logical understanding. And yet we find, why has the innate not remained the master in our life? The experience of the innate is there, but it's not the master. Why? If we see the investment of our time and energy throughout the day, how much time are we engaged with the acquired, concerned about it, focused about it, taking responsibility for it, and how much time have we invested, thought we have invested, to remain engaged with the innate, taking responsibility for it, being taking responsibility and taking concern, starting to work to add value, to recharge it, to replenish its energy. Yes? If we check, our investment of time, thought, engagement has always been where? More where? More where? Acquired. And so that has somewhere been growing. I remember we had a program, we have also a finance fraternity program, and we have finance professionals coming for that program. So recently, last year we had this program, and this person was heading his organization. It's a worldwide insurance organization. And he said, Didi, I thought that when we move ahead in the acquired and we do our best there, the innate will be sorted automatically. But once we have reached there, we have found that no, it's not sorted automatically. The balance has to be kept in our journey. So how do we allow the innate to become the master? First of all, let's try to see. We understand that we are human being, and human refers to the body. Humus, which means the body made of five elements of nature. And we have this beautiful being, the light, which is the master, which is the energy which is guiding my physical body. And so when I talk about myself as a human being also, human is seen and understood. Being, the awareness is missing. Now this being, the soul, can it be seen by me? Because most of the time we forget because we can't see it, no? Can we see it? No? Why? Why can't we see it? Because what can be seen can be remembered more easily. We can see our physical self, no? Every day we see the mirror, acquired self is seen, so we remember it naturally. Soul, it's energy. Energy is subtle, cannot be seen with these physical eyes. I'm talking to you, so there are sound waves which are reaching you. Yes, that is also energy. Energy. Can it be seen through these physical eyes? Yes, can it be seen? And yet when two people communicate and talk about some scientific understanding and they are talking about some theorem or something, and the other person says, okay, I see. I see. What has he seen through the physical eyes? Is it physical eyes which have seen? So what have you seen when you say, I see? Yes, you understand. And you are visualizing through your mind's eye. Intellect, divya chakshu ka kaam karta hai. It's the inner eye. the third eye जिसको कहते हैं. So it keeps visualizing what you understand. So one thing is to understand that I am a soul, but the other thing is to also visualize it through the mind, which is so important. Now the best example which here in Rajyoga meditation the Supreme gives us every day, you know, through our spiritual study. Here the study is going on at present also. So we have our regular study and we every day learn. Because we find that only when we learn, we can share. And so as a student of Rajyoga meditation, the Supreme reminds us that the soul is separate from the body, yet seated within the body. So it's like the driver. Where does the driver be seated? And when you are driving, are you seated? In the front, left or right, depends on your car's organization. So somewhere where there are all the means of control for the driver, that's available, so that the driver can take all decisions, seated there only. Yes, does he need to move different places? Yes, does he need to move? No. He's seated there, he knows everything. He needs to go back and check maybe what's happened, but there he knows it's a flat tire, and then he goes behind and sees, oh, now we have to do this. So in the same way, the soul is seated where? Atma kahan baithti hai? Main atma kahan baithi hu? Like, you know, you're sitting in this hall here, in your chair. So you're gently aware that you're separate from this hall and seated within, on your chair or your sofa. Yes? I, the soul, is seated in the body, separate from the body. Yes? So where? So we find that the soul is seated in the middle of the forehead. Kabhi humse galti bhi ho jati hai, to haath kahan jata hai? Oh, I made a mistake. Yes? Why? Because I, the soul, is seated there, who is thinking, who is reasoning, and then taking decisions. And so that is why that's a reflex action. And we saw the soul is energy. The body is matter. So matter is always heavy. Matter is very heavy, gross. And the soul is subtle. So where will the subtle energy reside? In a gross body? In the middle of the forehead, highest position. Like we have a glass of water and we have a drop of oil. It floats above because it is light. In the same way, the soul is also subtle energy. Atma sukshma urja hai. Gita mein likha hai, Atma ajad amar avinashi hai. Rukuti mein chamakta hua sitara. And so we find that we need to remind ourselves that I, the soul, is seated in the middle of the forehead. And so here, when you hear, maybe every session you will have some guided commentary, you will find this is repeated again and again, the first step. And visualizing the soul through my inner eye, through my mind's eye. Like if I ask you to remember your children, we are talking about children, so some of you must have remembered them. Your daughter, your son, yes? You can see them? You can see them? You can surely see them. You know where they are at this moment. Maybe you had a conversation in the morning with them, yes? And how do you see them? Through your physical eye or through your mind's eye? Mind's eye. And so in the same way, I see myself as this beautiful soul, this light, like a little star, like a point of light, like a spark, in the middle of the forehead, seated there, and the controller. And so we find exactly where I am seated. That is why the soul is called Atma, Shakti, Ruha, Pran, different names. You can use what you are comfortable with. Exactly, doctors, when they guide us, we have a medical wing with the Brahma Kumaris also, and we have every year sessions here, mind-body medicine. And so we find that they talk about this area, which is near the hypothalamus and pituitary glands, which is a space where I, the soul, is seated. where I am seated and I am controlling the body. I am in charge of my physical self, my physical organization. I am the master. I am the boss. Yes, do you feel like that? Slowly, slowly this awareness has to be strengthened that I am the master. I am separate from the body. I need to take care of it. I need to use it according to my need. But I, the soul, who is separate from the body, is the master. And I am eternal. I am a peaceful soul. Yes? So reminding this again and again till it becomes natural. Yes? So important. So when we talk about soul consciousness, it's that little loving effort which I need to make for myself. You must have seen when children are born, you know, the family puts in so much of loving effort to get the child engaged or connected to its name. You've seen in your own family or around, the child has been born and so you give it a name. And so the child responds to the name the first time when he hears it. It's just some words for him and doesn't even understand till now. But what do we do as a family, even parents, but also as a family, what do? We keep talking to the child through the name. We keep mentioning the name again and again when we are talking to the child. Till when? Till when? Till it accepts that name as its own. And then naturally it starts responding. As soon as you say the name Ajay, it responds. And sometimes when someone says Ajay or maybe whatever name you have, even if you know they are not calling you, yet you look here and there. Nee? It becomes so natural, that name becomes a part of your awareness, your personality. You are that. So intellectually you know it's acquired, but experience wise you are that. Yes? And so experience wise I am still the acquired. I am the name, I am this role, I am this profession, I am there, my achievements. So body consciousness has become natural. And we have become comfortable in that. Except when there are situations where this body consciousness starts ruling the soul. And there are changes in the environment. So I'm aware of myself. But as soon as an opportunity comes or a situation comes where I am being compared with someone in my profession, and someone says, well, this person is good, but this person seemingly is more better because this person has upgraded himself and seen what is needed by the daily requirement, you know, of the world. And so he is updated and so he is better. So when that feedback comes, what happens to me? I'm affected a little. If I'm still engaged in that profession, I'm affected. Yes. So, some way or the other, this body consciousness remains with me naturally throughout the day. And I understand that I'm body conscious only when something shifts in the environment. Now, what happens today in the environment? Something or the other will keep shifting. Yes? Sometimes what I'm doing is going to be appreciated. Sometimes what I'm doing may not be appreciated. Yes? Yes, it's normal today. It's normal. So how can I again allow myself, the innate being, the soul, to be in charge? So that whenever that situation comes, where maybe I'm being compared with someone, I can still remain light and maybe learn. Yes? Something to learn, something to upgrade. Yes? I, the soul, is a master. When I remain in this awareness that I, the innate, is the master of the acquired, then slowly and gently I start controlling all the sense organs. Now this word control is something which is misguiding and misunderstood. And somewhere we feel that in spirituality control means being very, very strict with ourselves. I should not do this, I should do this. Yes? And that's why most of us You know, at a daily level, we have felt it's okay, we'll do this later when all our life, you know, our important things are over. Then we'll do that effort. Yeah. It's important, we know, to control ourselves, but we'll do it later. Now it's more comfortable to be just myself, no? And sometimes when we try to control ourselves and we find that it's not happening, then we say, okay, I'm this. Accept me. Yes? But here, the Supreme very lovingly shares with us that through the practice of Raj Yoga every day and daily spiritual study, I lovingly become the master, the one who's able to channelize my sense organs. So rather than using the word control, which is not so appreciated, we use the word channelizing. I start seeing myself as a one who has a choice. So maybe I saw something which is delicious and I know that it's not good for my health, and yet somewhere the mind says, well, no, it's okay. Little bit doesn't matter. Doctors also have said that. Dietitian also has said that. And so I eat. And then maybe I'm not comfortable after some time, and then I tell myself lovingly, no. So I lovingly tell myself, I am the master. I will keep my body healthy. So I will replace that into this food which maybe is not so delicious but will become delicious. So the intellect starts intervening. The divine intellect starts intervening in every situation before the response. And so let's see about this inner organization. How can I, the soul, become the master lovingly who starts guiding? Maybe like a parent, master word still is not so comfortable, yes? But like a parent, lovingly guiding. Like a mentor, lovingly guiding. So the intellect takes up the role of the mentor. So when I say I'm a soul, it's these three faculties together that I am a soul. Atma, man, buddhi, sanskar, sahit hai. So when I say I am a soul, it means all these three faculties together. It's not that my mind is separate, my brain is separate, my body is separate. No. Brain, part of the body. Physical self, yes, the body. Wonderful gift from the divine. No spare part can be replaced. Doctors know better. And yet, we find it is a physical aspect of our life. And the soul, when I say man, buddhi, sanskar, sahit atmai. So when I say our soul, so it's these three faculties together. So throughout the day, constantly thinking, feeling, creating emotions, ideas, simultaneously processing, trying to understand, is this okay? Is this what I have understood till now? Is this what will work for me? Yes, that process of understanding, reasoning. Then taking decisions, implementing that decision into practice, into my responses, and then every response, every karma which I am performing, slowly and slowly becoming a part of my sanskar, becoming a behavioral pattern which I am repeating again and again. Yes? And then I say, oh, this is my sanskar. So these three faculties together is the soul. So I need to understand each faculty to see how I can re-engineer it. It's still working. But somewhere today we find we have not been so much in control where we can guide our mind throughout the day. Like we have been sitting here from the moment you have come for your class. But has your mind been sitting here? Sometimes we have requested you to travel to your family, to see your family. But otherwise, has the mind been here? Unknowingly, maybe you have read some message in the morning. So your mind traveling there, oh, maybe in this presentation they are still asking me to give some information. I have to go back and see about it. I don't know why this came up now. Yes? Something or the other, maybe what's there for breakfast today. Yes? These thoughts coming? So this is natural. So the mind very gently straying here and there has become natural for us. So even though we have given instruction to it to be here, body, yes, it has listened to my instruction 100%, but the mind, no. Yes? We feel that? Some of us, we find that, yes, it's listening to me much more, but not 100%, especially in moments where there is a difficult situation. I keep telling my mind, it's okay, everything will be right. And yet the mind feels, no, this happened and now what will happen? And that person is saying like this and... Yes? Every time we have got upset, before we have expressed that anger, that reaction, there's been our intellect, which is the second faculty, the inner voice, which has told us, be calm, no? Every time we get angry, most of the times we ignore this inner voice, but if we check ourselves from within, what does that inner voice tell us? Quietly and lovingly tells us, be patient, koi baat nahi, tells us, and yet we say, no, this person is doing this again and again, I need to say this, I need to do this, it will not work for me, it will be more difficult in the future, and so the intellect at that time, influenced by some sanskar, overpowers my mind. And so throughout the day, man sochta hai, buddhi nirne leti hai, aur sanskar bante jate hai. Sochna, samajna, aur karna. That's why we say, soch samajh ke karm karo. Think, understand, and then do something. Yes? Now today what has happened, because we are in this fast age, I don't know what word we can use, how fast it is today, because in IT it's even getting faster, faster, slowly, more and more. And so we find most of the times we are thinking and doing. Yes? Those patterns of behavior which have become natural, which has somewhere started accepting in my subconscious mind as mine. And many times when we maybe understand that there is some weakness, there is some negative personality trait which is being expressed and it's not so right, and yet we find we justify. And you say, well, that's my nature. Aap mera bhav samajh lo na, baki to mera swabhav hai. Mera bhav kahan tha? Swabhav hai bas. I didn't mean anything, it's just the way I speak, it's just the way I deal. Yes? Kehte hain ise? Apne team ko, apne family mein. Yes, kehte hain? So now, atma ka original swabhav kya hai? And so how can that become something which becomes my nature? So aaj hum dekhte hain, sochne hain aur karm karte. We are thinking and immediately doing. So sometimes it's rather than a response, it becomes a reaction. Yes? And so the mind needs to be empowered, guided. The intellect needs to be strengthened with spiritual wisdom so that it can intervene before every response. Buddhi aisi shaktishali jagrut ho jaye. You are gifted so much of spiritual wisdom, you are filled so much of spiritual wisdom, like whatever work you are performing. You have filled so much of wisdom, so much of experiences, so much of accomplishments in that area, that yahan baithe baithe bhi agar aapko koi message aata hai, someone is in trouble there, aap turant unko solution de denge. Because that's been your expertise. So that part of intelligence is very, very deeply ingrained within you. But slowly the Supreme is filling our intellect with spiritual wisdom, so that my intellect becomes more powerful, so that it can intervene before I respond or react sometimes. Yes? Buddhi divya banti jati hai, shuddha banti jati hai, sheetal banti jati hai. The intellect becomes more divine, more pure. It's the same intellect which today in the IT or any other field people are contributing so much. and benefiting the country, benefiting the world through its new latest improvements. And yet today we have cybercrime. Yes, so there also the intellect needs to be powerful. Yes, so intellect is powerful there also, no? But what is missing? Maybe that person involved in cybercrime knows more than the person in that organization involved. But what is missing? What is missing in the intellect? Buddhi kya ban gayi hai? What is missing? Yes, the intellect has become corrupt. Buddhi asuri ban gayi hai, negative ban gayi hai. So the intellect is working, using its capabilities in a direction where it is causing more harm. So buddhi ka vikas hai. We are very, very good in our intellect, sharp. That's why you have achieved. Most of you are leaders in your field. You have achieved, you have reached where you are. But now the Supreme is filling that intellect with spiritual wisdom. So you can become an example for yourself, but for others. Because all of you are leaders. So when you become an example for others, people take inspiration. Yes. And then our intellect takes a decision, and whatever action we have performed, it becomes a sanskar, a behavioral pattern. Sanskar kahan se aate hain? So we'll see a little bit of the mind before we move on to sanskar. We just see the different types of quality of thoughts. We'll come up to sanskar soon. So we find the mind today has four different variety of thoughts. Maybe some of you have understood this also. So it's nothing new. Positive, negative we understand, waste we understand. Ordinary is something routine. Okay, for my routine, logistics, my work area, my family, what I have to do every day. So some thoughts about it. Now we find our positive thoughts or powerful thoughts are more connected to our virtues. So whenever I am aware of myself at a spiritual level of the soul, or whenever I am being guided by my virtues, compassion, care, support, you know, some people love to help each other. So when you are guided by that virtue of yours, helping, so automatically the quality of thoughts are very positive. And when we are, our intellect is influenced by a negative personality trait, the intellect has been taken over. Like, you know, the terrorists just take over, you know. So this terrorist anger, when it takes over the intellect, what happens? Clarity is lost. The power to discern, decide, is all lost. And that's the time when the person does something, thinks, speaks, does something which maybe that person will have to regret the whole life. Yes? We see that daily today. And so these weaknesses, when they influence the intellect, that time we have negative thoughts. And when we are worried about the past, so we don't think negatively, we are concerned, worried. That's the time when we have waste thoughts or worried about future, what will happen. And then we have these daily thoughts, work oriented. Now most of our thoughts are in which direction? Let's maybe have a small little situation, or maybe you're coming here. You have somewhere decided, someone very lovingly has pursued you, and maybe with a determined effort has been telling you, no, you should come, you should come. And you know that it's a good, it'll be a nice experience, but time and so many things always take over. Yet you've decided, okay, this time I'm coming. So before you came here, maybe on the way, what could have been a positive thought for your 3 or 4 days experience? What could have been a positive thought? I hope you had some. Yes? Yes? Okay, the transportation should be right. Okay, I should be taking this train. Someone should pick me up. Okay, that we feel is a positive thought. Okay, what else? We have already understood what are positive thoughts. We experience them. So what could be a positive thought for this situation? We will transform ourselves. Okay. Yes. I'll get to learn something. Yes. What else? We'll know ourselves more. We'll get to meditate. Yes. So one thing is these positive thoughts. All these are positive thoughts. And the other is unconditional positive thinking. Now here you're sitting, most of your thoughts will be positive, yes, light, yes. But when you go back to your real situations, when there's something which is not working, maybe when you go back there was some instruction which you have given, not work, not followed, and there's some challenge which has come because of that. Or maybe unknowingly there's a conversation with someone who is not flexible, and then you are also upset, and so there is a reaction. At that time, to think positive is difficult. It's needed when? In this environment or that environment? Needed when? So that is unconditional positive thinking. So when we talk about these self-help books which are telling us think positive, it means which type of positive thinking? Unconditional. Where the situation is absolutely not working in my favor, or it's very difficult, this person is saying something which is very rude, unpleasant, yet I'm able to think positive for that person or for that situation. That the mind needs power. And so Rajyoga meditation means filling the mind with that strength to start thinking always unconditional positive thinking. Rest is natural. And then we see negative thinking, we understand. Waste thinking, most of our thoughts are in which direction? If we check, we can audit ourselves, maybe when we are back there at work, in our daily family, our situations, daily situations, most of our thoughts are in which direction? Yes. Waste? Yes. And some of us feel routine, like when we were coming here, we thought about transport, we thought about, okay, we should reach there, the location is there, or if we are coming by train, then someone has picked us up, or we are coming directly by car. So, logistics. Now, we find that today, most of our thoughts unknowingly are negative. Waste we start with, but they move into negativity. This person is always having some problem, he always complaining, he is like that. So we move into a negative direction very fast. And even those thoughts which feel unnecessary are, you know, for our routine work, a lot of waste has, you know, gently been accepted as routine. Like suppose I wanted to keep this slight changer. So the brother kept it there, and so that's fine. But I think no, it should be kept here because then it becomes easy for me when I'm speaking. But I think it's better here, you know, because then this hand I can use much more easily. But then it's even more easier if I keep it in my lap, or maybe I keep it down, or maybe I ask the sister to keep it so that she can give it to me when I want. Yes? How many thoughts did I create? How much was needed? One. And how many I created? So throughout the day, for every task, every situation, every interaction, how many thoughts am I creating and how much is needed? So what I feel today is routine, daily thoughts, a lot of it is worry. Chintan se chinta mein jaldi chale jate. Nahi, baithte to chintan karne ke liye, lekin chintan se chinta. We always think, focus, have meetings where we discuss. But that discussion sometimes moves into, yes, a little bit of worry, little bit of clash of ideas, yes. And so all that is waste. And so I need to become aware. Yes, yes.
You said positive thoughts, negative thoughts,
mundane
thoughts, waste. Where would you put aspiration or ambition?
Yes.
It's also a thought.
100%.
You're doing that planning.
It's positive thought, moving ahead. So when I think that, oh, I'm not so good, but I need to become there, so it's both. And so the power of positive thought will be less because it's got weakened by that little spoiler or that little negative thought which has also been created. Necessary. 100%. Yes. Yes. And so the Supreme very lovingly is now changing our conversation. And he tells us that we should see ourselves and lovingly tell ourselves, well, this is what I'm learning, but this is also my nature. Like, suppose I'm learning to be patient. Now, with spiritual understanding, I know that I am originally also a peaceful soul. So I'm learning patience, but then very lovingly I tell myself, I'm a peaceful soul. Though at this moment also, I'm restless. I'm getting a little upset. I'm getting a little frustrated. So very lovingly, it's a very important thought which you have shared, is today we talk to ourselves, but more at the realistic level, which maybe is a situation where we are not doing so good and so we need to learn, an aspiration is there, but we tell ourselves, ye theek nahi hai, ye theek kar lo. But here the Supreme lovingly reminds us every day that we need to understand what we need to improve. But yet the command which we need to give to our mind, the thought which I need to give to my mind is that I am that. Because originally I am. At present, because for us, body consciousness has become natural. So that awareness is something which is normal. And so I'm more concerned and connected with my weaknesses. I'm using them again and again. But originally, the Supreme has now reminded me that I am that peaceful soul or powerful soul. So understanding that this needs to change, but giving a command to ourselves that I am a powerful soul. Now how will that help? Rather than just telling myself that I need to learn and I should be better, I should work hard to reach there, I should do something to reach there, I need to reach there. I need to be hardworking. Now that and this thought that yes, this is something I have to learn, this virtue, that quality needs to be used more and more, but I am a powerful soul. I am a successful soul. This is God's blessing to me. Now what is the difference in both? Here I feel more comfortable. I feel blessed. I know that the Supreme lovingly is shifting my awareness towards my original nature. Oh, in the beginning it's very difficult to accept because every day I'm getting irritated. I'm expressing frustration and anger normally. If you ask people working with me, they are saying, oh, this person is very, very difficult to work with. Gussa uske naak par hi hai. But I'm telling myself I'm a peaceful soul. Now we find that as soon as you tell yourself, remind yourself of your original nature, which we have seen, what happens? When we remind ourselves of our original nature, what happens? At present there is a little disconnect where we feel, ye mujhe banana chahiye. I should be peaceful. Whenever I say I am peaceful, I should be peaceful. That feeling comes. But the Supreme reminds us with lot of clarity and conviction that as his child, I am a peaceful soul. So then slowly and slowly I accept that awareness for myself. So how will it help me? I am a powerful soul. I am a victorious soul. It's like a blessing, which we say. And if I remind myself of that blessing again and again, what happens? I have to consciously be aware of what I have to learn, as you said, very, very important. Because in a practical scenario, I need to change a lot of things. I need to rework. I need to reset. But when I think about myself, I only think about my original qualities. I only think about myself as my innate virtues. What happens? It'll help me more. Because a deep sense of self-esteem. Like, I think I should not get angry. I should be more calm. I should be more easier. I should not react again and again. And the thought, I am a peaceful soul. Which thought gives me more lightness and happiness? Why? Because it reconnects me to my true nature and I feel good about myself. That deep sense of self-worth, which has become missing today. Deep sense of self-worth. Our self-worth is only based on the acquired. Because that's normal. That's not me only, but that's normal. When someone is acknowledged, appreciated, that's the time when he should be thinking good about himself. And if he is, you know, maybe if the negative feedback has been given to him, he should be thinking that he is wrong and he should change. That's normal. Now, Rajyoga gives us this beautiful new language which we can start speaking to ourselves, intellectually understanding. And so, maybe, you know, reworking my strategy, how I should deal with this situation, how I should deal with this person. Maybe in my daily routine, focusing on those capabilities, set of skills which I need to strengthen. But thinking about myself only and only positive, powerful, pure thoughts. And slowly, we find this becomes natural. Now, these virtues are the primary colors of the soul. It's like we have these colors, and so all our colors are created from these three original ones. Like that, this soul, I as a soul, these are the original colors, original nature. So all those set of skills, competencies, capabilities which I need to grow, which I need to enhance my personality with, base is this. Like when I'm aware that I'm a peaceful soul, then what happens? With people, there's more patience. I'm able to be more lighter, more relaxed. Work, there's clarity of thought. And so I'm able to reason out better. I'm able to be a Trikal Darshi. It's a very beautiful word which is used here by the Supreme in our daily spiritual study. So when I'm peaceful, the intellect moves in the past, checks with my past experiences, takes the learning from there, comes back in the present, sees what I need to do. And what I am doing now sees the impact in the future and then comes back and creates that strategy. This is what we have been doing. So when I am a peaceful soul, I can use this, I can have this process. So that awareness slowly flows in my every thought, feeling, expression and interaction. When I am a peaceful soul, aware of that, when you meet people, what's the energy exchange? Lightness, easy. I'm a loveful soul. That awareness is there. Reminding yourself again and again. So first, when I see myself, I have only and only good wishes for myself. Important? Important? To have only and only good wishes for myself? Apne liye kabhi bhi hum negative nahi sochne. Apne liye sirf aur sirf achha sochna hai. Zaruri hai? Zaruri hai? Yes? So when I say I am a loveful soul, this becomes my nature. Apne liye sirf aur sirf achha sochte hain. Apne ko sikhate hain, aage badhate hain, motivate karte hain, mentor bante hain. But I think only good about myself. Because that's very important. For my family, for my work colleagues to think good about me, for the world to think good about me is important. But for me to think good about myself, most important, no? Why? 24/7, I am with whom? With myself. And so lovingly reminding ourselves. So this word self-realization, soul consciousness, looks a little big, you know, very deep, very spiritual. But it's very simple, very lovingly reminding myself of my true nature, of my goodness within. Seeing myself with that beautiful awareness, seeing that beautiful light. And as a child of the Supreme, because the acceptance of this virtue is less because I feel it's not there in my life, in the daily experiences. I know better than me, than anyone else. But then I see that as my true nature and a gift from a blessing from the ocean of peace. a blessing from the ocean of love. And so we find that whenever there's an interaction which is getting unpleasant, someone is getting rude with me, I'm also getting irritated. If this awareness of I'm a loveful soul is there, I can slowly and slowly, gently shift myself to start seeing this person with a more open perspective. I start consciously seeing my past interactions with him, where this him or her, where this person has supported me. The goodness, the virtue in that person. Abhi gussa hai, lekin pehle to inka hi bahut sahyog mila. Bahut achhe. So I consciously see that. I remind myself. And if I'm not able to remain in that positive awareness, I come to a neutral state of mind. I tell the divine, you heal him. But I remain in the awareness that he is also a soul, a peaceful soul. And so what happens, it will help me to deal with that interaction much more easily. Wind up ho jata hai. We move quickly towards the solution. Mat bhed hote hai, man bhed nahi. Because the energy which you're sharing towards him is also positive. It's like parents, you know, when they tell us something firmly. Or our loved ones. Sometimes they're very rude with us. Sometimes they use some strong words. Yet we know that in their awareness, a mother or a father, intention is always pure. But sometimes because they're influenced by that anger or something, irritation, they are not able to communicate lovingly. But the child doesn't get so affected. Today we find the sensitivity is much more and so they're getting affected. But when we see ourselves, our parents, yes, we still valued that as love because the vibration was always of good wishes, of love. And so we find that it's so important for us to remind ourselves. Now our original sanskars, we have acquired these sanskars, some of them are acquired as journey, that we can see very easily when we see our children also. If you have more than one child at home, your siblings receive the same sustenance from the parents, yet they are different, yes, from you. So some sanskars we have got from our past journey. And even when you see the child prodigies, they are so good in that capability or their skills and all that, sing so well at such a young age, dance. Intellectually, they understand things. And so we know that it's a past gift for them. And then family, Mat-pita hamare sanskar banate hain, hame sanskar dete hain. Parents, our loved ones in the family. Yes, then our friends, man is known by the company he keeps. Sangh ka rang lagta hai. So throughout the day, with whom I'm connecting constantly, sharing, being in the company of, that person's sanskar naturally is imbibed, absorbed by me. Society, yes, we have become good and capable in our whatever roles and professions. So we have learnt a lot and we are learning still. And with these four, this original one is different because it's not acquired, it's innate. And we know that. It's gifted from the divine. Now along with these four sanskars which we have acquired, we have also acquired some of the negative behavioral patterns. Yes? A little bit of ego also. That's why when someone is praising someone else who's with me, and maybe we have all been acknowledged, but someone continuously sees that person and is constantly only praising that person, we get a little affected. We feel ignored. Yes. So we find very subtle. We are able to hear very beautifully in our daily spiritual study. The Supreme shares with us wisdom of how to recognize what is self-esteem and what is ego. Jahan apman mehsoos hota hai, wahan abhiman hai. Aur jahan swaman hai, self-respect, maan, apman, dono mein saman rahenge. So when I'm being appreciated, I will somewhere surrender that to the divine. Because he has filled those virtues, strength. Yes? Gratitude too. And when someone else is being acknowledged, no one is actually seeing something negative about you, but someone else is being acknowledged. I'm happy. Yes? Yes? So that's self-esteem. I give good wishes. Yes? Because somewhere I've reached this position now that I can be a mentor for others. That's the role which the world requires today. As parents, as senior leaders, you know, that's what is required. And so I can give that good wishes. So very subtly some ego has been acquired. Anger, at the drop of a hat, I get irritated from within. Fear, situation from outside changing. Very subtle fear, anxiety. And today we find the collective energy is of negative thoughts. So that's being absorbed by us. Now in meditation, like we will practice now, we will remind ourselves again and again of this beautiful virtues, but also visualize myself remaining in that awareness when I'm working. So I'll go back to my daily schedule. I'll see myself remaining in this awareness. I'm a peaceful soul. Someone comes to me for a decision, for an interaction. The interaction is positive? Okay. Some interaction comes where I have given some instruction, taking a feedback, not done. That person has not done that at all. I am a peaceful soul. How will I respond? How will I speak? What will I feel? How will I speak? What will be the expression on my face? What will be the energy I am radiating? So I will go back. So actually, when we sit in meditation, it's not just telling myself, because that becomes abstract. But I will relate it to my daily life. I have to go back in that awareness and then meet people, deal with situations. So I remember this interaction with this person, maybe some time back when before we came here, where we had ended up in a quarrel, conflict at work. And that's affecting work, yes? When leaders have conflict, does it affect work? Parents? Affects the family?
Yes.
So at that time, I remind myself and I go back to that situation and see myself as a loving soul. God has gifted me this power of love, acceptance, being non-judgmental, being unbiased, being able to consciously see the goodness. And so then I'm able to feel differently for this person, think differently and respond differently. Yes? So I have to go back and see myself at a daily level. And we find, because the soul is the master of the body, when we are in our own original awareness, peaceful soul, pure soul, means I've reminded myself, so that slowly and slowly that's become natural, like the child has accepted its name. When we worked in our profession, it was new, but today we have accepted ourselves as the, you know, authority of that profession which we have, no? So we have accepted, it's just one journey of life, but we have accepted. When we start accepting our true nature, then we are empowering the soul. All the seven virtues are actually strengthening the different systems of the soul. The shanti jo hai, wo hamare shwas, hamare respiratory system ko shakti deti. That's why we say pause, take a breath and relax. Even when we do pranayam, we say pause, relax. So the more we are peaceful, what happens to our natural breathing? It becomes relaxed. And so slowly and slowly we end up getting a good rhythm. And so naturally also throughout the day we are in some sort of good rhythm, pranayam. So let's now move into that time where we start enjoying this experience. And so when I see myself as this beautiful light, as God's child, as my true nature, as what I am, I start enjoying being with myself. Important to be happy being myself. Today we are always seeking for happiness from outside. To khushi ke liye jeevan jee rahe. Khushi se jeena zaruri hai. What's more important? Khushi ke liye ya khushi se? First step is to become aware of my true nature. God's child. Beautiful in my own divinity. Allowing yourself to be seated a little comfortably, but a little alert. You can keep your hands on your lap, your feet are grounded. And very gently I'll give you a few thoughts. Allow your mind to move in that same direction. Now when we are meditating, we are thinking and feeling through our mind. And the mind's eye is the one who is visualizing, the intellect. So when I asked you to remember your child, what thought came in your mind? My son, my daughter. And what did you feel? Love. And you saw them. So thinking, seeing was simultaneously. We'll use that for our meditation. I gently allow my mind to reconnect with the beautiful light shining in the middle of the forehead. I see myself as a being of light, a being of peace, feeling the silence within, enjoying my own goodness, my own beauty. Through my mind's eye, I see the light of peace gently radiating from the forehead through my entire body, and the physical being slowly relaxing, the body becoming still. And as I feel this inner calmness, I now understand that this is my true nature. I can come back to this awareness whenever I want, in just a few thoughts. I am a peaceful soul. Enjoying being myself. I am a pure soul, free from all impurity, free from all negativity, so pure, so clean from within. I am a loveful soul. Having good wishes for myself and each one with whom I interact. When I meet people, I see them also as a beautiful light. I see the light shining between their foreheads. And let me become aware of my family. My loved ones. I see my life partner, my children, and I see the light shining in the middle of their forehead. And I send this vibration of love, of good wishes, of blessings to each one of my loved ones. I shift my awareness to my work area, my practical field of work, my daily interactions with people, dealing with situations. And yet each one of my team, my seniors, everyone with whom I interact, I see them as a beautiful light, a beautiful soul, a being of peace, a being of love. And along with work, I'm sharing this energy, sharing peace, love, blessings. And now I shift my awareness to the world in front of me. Through my mind's eye, I see the entire globe. Different countries, different colors, different religions and cultures, and yet in the middle of the forehead I see the light, a pure soul, a peaceful soul, child of the divine. My brother soul, and I send this vibration of peace, of good wishes, of strength, of hope, especially to those areas which need it. The world going through difficult times, where each soul is going through a difficult journey. And I send this vibration of strength, of peace, of love, of blessings. And I feel that energy coming back to me. And as I look within, I see myself full of peace, love, feeling blessed. Feeling light, I come back. I come back to the present. If my eyes are open, I look around me, or I open them, and I feel this environment. I hold on to my inner peace and silence. Om Shanti.